What's happening?
I have like food phlegm.
That's real gross.
Tell you what, you don't get food phlegm from HelloFresh.
Little preview, HelloFresh, thanks for sponsoring this episode. Are we going? Are you good?
Ugh,
are you ready?
I don't know. I'm so tired.
I know.
Why am I so tired?
Because it's Wednesday. It's hump day.
It's Wednesday. We couldn't record this last night. We got to do it during our lunch break.
Yeah. Well, we have exciting news, so that's why we couldn't do it during...
Yeah.
Are we sharing the news?
Yeah, we can. It's public.
It's technically public.
Oh, I already tweeted about it. I tweeted all about it.
Oh, you did? What a responsible company, man.
Yeah. What's happening?
This looks kind of dark, doesn't it? Or maybe it's the monitor.
It's a little dark.
It's okay. We could always boost it in post.
I guess so. But then it takes longer to export.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's fine. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. I'm just kidding. We're very happy.
So we have exciting news because we bought Jash. Well, not us.
We didn't buy it, did we? I thought we were in
You and I didn't buy it.
I was going to say, I'm like, am I going to see that in my paycheck that I also purchased this? Because that would
you
I would
did
be
not,
like,
No. No.
We're in partnership with them, right?
No, we acquired them.
Holy shit.
We just bought them.
You're mine.
They're ours now.
We went to, yeah, because they were going to partner. We were going to partner with them.
Oh, is that what happened? We were going to partner and now we're.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you know, these things, the business.
Welcome back to We Stayed Late. In the midst of a business conversation.
The podcast that talks about business.
And Harry Potter.
And Harry Potter.
The business podcast.
And makes your ears bleed.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I think
wait,
it actually
did
that.
You actually did pop my ear.
I know. Ah. I'm making.
Am
I'm
I
peaking.
Echoey now?
I'm going to
put
like on.
I sound weird.
I think that's just typical. It does
Maybe?
Sound a little interesting this time.
What did you do, Luis? There's definitely a...
Did you just ruin it?
I broke the system.
Oh, well. Okay.
There's definitely an echo. I'm hearing myself twice. Do you guys hear that?
I do hear myself twice.
Who's going away?
I'm gone! Oh, I'm back.
Wait,
okay. Guys, every time you...
This is better. Maybe? No.
Should we stop it and see if it's...
I guess. We'll
I think
be
we
right
have
back.
To.
Well, here we are again.
We're okay. back.
We're All back. Right.
I think the video should just play through that whole thing.
Sure.
Okay.
Just cut out the audio.
This is raw, genuine emotion, things happening. I don't know words.
It was just the sound. We could hear you echoing.
I think I found. I think I sound better now.
Yeah, I think it's back to normal.
Yeah, yeah.
I just broke it with my voice. I'm gonna put on this official Group 9 media
pass.
Look at that.
It's pretty exciting.
We had to talk about our feelings.
Oh yeah, that was great.
That was good.
We won.
We did. We won the free pizza.
We just have to get pizza. We have to figure out. We have to coordinate.
We're good at talking about our feelings and documenting it real fast.
We do that very well. We have lots of experience with that. But yeah, no, it's exciting.
So what is Jash?
Jash is a comedy company that was founded by a bunch of people. Their celebrity partners are Michael Cera and Reggie Watts and
Tim and Eric.
Sarah Silverman and Tim and Eric.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby.
We checked out their studios. They got the Norm McDonald's
set.
They got the Doug Getting Doug with High set.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Great. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That we like went into it and we're like, oh shit, this is like.
And it's always interesting going into a studio because it's a lot smaller than you think.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Because the camera just makes everything wide. I remember when I went to a basketball game, I was like, holy shit, this court is tiny. Because when you look at the game in real life, it's
huge.
Like, it looks huge. Same with the football, everything just looks a lot bigger. So if you're watching this and you have the opportunity to come inside this studio, you're going to be like, damn.
That's really small.
It's a tiny corner.
Yeah, because it's an itty-bitty corner.
It's an itty-bitty corner.
Yeah.
But
it looks like we're in an endless, like,
endless
space.
Void.
Endless
into the void.
Void.
Nope,
but
it's just
no.
black. You know what was bigger than I thought it was going to be?
What?
The SourceFed studio.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like this.
Wait.
For the listeners at home, I'm pointing, gesturing to the studio that even the people watching the video can't see.
Yeah, no
but
one
I thought
see.
It was going to be like, I mean, it's definitely bigger than this,
It's
right?
definitely bigger than
yeah,
this,
yeah. yeah.
yeah.
Okay. Which was now taken over by Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan has taken over the SourceFed studio.
Yeah, he took over the whole building, and I was just like, oh.
I wonder if he's going to have the cockroaches in there now.
Oh, of course he's going to have the cockroaches in there.
I feel like I should start listening.
There's no way that you're going to get rid of them. They're, like, just in the walls.
They're breeding in there. They're going to take over.
Although he might have enough clout to like complain
That's true.
Get rid of them.
I remember they had, they were, because, you know, they tried to debug the place. And what did they have a little?
They tried spraying it down. They definitely bombed the place.
So, Danny.
We had to like leave early.
Right, yeah, but people had to leave early, but the poor editors, we didn't get to leave early.
Nope.
We got bombed. We got bombed. The guy's spraying dangerous chemicals. He has a mask on, and we're over there editing videos.
And we're like, hello.
Hello, we're still here. You need to get out right now. It's like, no, this video needs to go up right now.
Our audience is going to be upset if they don't get their source fed.
Yeah, we're going to get some angry tweets.
You guys risked some crazy lung problems.
I probably lost a year or two.
But it was worth it.
It was worth it for the fans.
R.I.P. Source.
R.I.P. Source. Well, in that vein, Moist Little Tears, Moist Little Ears, not Tears. Although Moist Little Tears would make sense too.
Whoa. Yeah, I thought it was Moist Little Tears.
Moist Little Tears makes more sense than Moist Little Ears.
No, I think some Moist Ears is fine.
Moist Ears sounds painful.
Why?
Because
you got an infection.
It's like swimmer's ear.
No, you just put a little water.
You got so much
here.
Pus in there, it's just pouring out.
No. That's not moist little ears. That's like disgusting, gross, infected ears.
Yeah. That's moist. That's why people don't like that word.
We just said two of the worst words, moist and pus.
Those are two of the worst words. What SourceFed oddity/game would you have wanted to participate in the most?
The one I wish I won was that stupid table one.
I know! Fuck that table.
You got it.
I was able to do it.
I realized I tried so hard.
We need to get that footage.
I don't know where it is. It's gone.
Adam had it, didn't she?
I don't know.
We
she probably deleted
back
it.
On here. No, I doubt it.
I'm
she
sure she did.
That. She
I don't
still
know.
Has it.
We'll have to get her. We'll have to kidnap her.
We'll ask her. We'll bring her in and we'll ask her.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean we'll tie her up and ask her.
Yeah.
I always wanted to play the drinking games.
Mm. Oh, that's what I wanted to play. I wanted to play the drinking games.
Yeah. I would have failed horribly. But I think
that would have been great. Yeah, I guess that's it. Boom. Two truths and a lie. Drunk. Next question.
I wanted to do the IKEA furniture one.
You wanted to be woken up at 2 in the morning and build furniture?
I think I'd be good at that.
Well, me, Darren, and Len had to go early at like 2 in the morning. We had to go there 2 in the morning, quietly set it up. And yeah, Will didn't want to do any of that.
No, I can imagine he did not.
Steve had to build a what's it called? A baby
crib.
Crib.
That's what it's called.
I'm just remembering Steve's face when he opened the door.
Yeah.
That was a great meme.
That was
I
such
wish
a good meme.
Back.
He wanted to murder everybody.
Yeah. Oh, so good. Oh, and then it is unrelated, but sort of related. We just recently rewatched Ava running through the IKEA.
Oh, yes. That's a classic.
And just that person just eating it.
Good times.
Just eating it so hard because she started to run.
Yeah.
Because she was being her and she was just bounding like a gazelle.
I don't understand that. If you see someone else run, you have to run too?
If you don't know what we're talking about, there's a SourceFed video where Ava goes to
the brand new IKEA in Burbank.
Yeah, goes to the IKEA in Burbank, and there's a part of the video that we caught that was not planned at all. But Ava starts running towards the store as Ava does
because she saw a friend of hers.
That's right. That's what it was. She saw a friend, and she's running towards the store, and this other person decides that she's gonna run too.
Yeah.
And like speeds up subconsciously trying to beat Ava to the door.
Why?
For whatever reason.
For whatever, yeah.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And then she just trips and eats it so hard on the curb. Random person.
Yeah, she missed the yellow curb and just fell right on her face.
It's real good. So you have to go watch it. We got the footage back. Nobody knew. Like, I got the footage and I had no idea that it had happened.
Yeah.
No one noticed that
and
it
so
happened,
Ava,
right?
Ava noticed when it happened. Because Zach helped the person up.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
And we never saw that footage. Like, the public never saw the footage of Zach helping the person up afterwards. But he did help the person up afterwards and, like, make sure she was okay.
There was that shooting stars meme. Yeah. Am I correct?
Yes. And then Autumn did that.
Yeah,
for
we
that
made her shooting star. It was perfectly timed.
It was
like,
so good.
Yeah.
It was so good. But, yeah, so Ava had no idea
until
afterwards.
I feel I would be the type of person that if I saw somebody running, I might start a light jog as well.
As well?
Just because I would assume they're running away from something dangerous.
See, but I think it was the opening day there. So I think she assumed like, oh, they have a discount on meatballs or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Those meatballs are already discounted pretty, like 50 cents a meatball.
That's pretty cheap for a meatball.
Everything's pretty cheap in IKEA.
I know. I do like
okay,
IKEA.
Look, some people say that the IKEA furniture is garbage.
No, it's pretty great.
It's pretty great. I'm going to go on the offense on this and say that I have IKEA furniture that lasts from 2009, and it's still going strong. And it's not that bad to put it together.
I was going to say, the biggest problem, the reason why people think IKEA furniture is bad, in my experience,
yes,
is that they will buy it and not put it together right.
That's
and
what
then
it is.
Be like,
incompetent
why
people.
Does this not? Why is this not work? Why does this fall apart? And it's like, because you didn't fucking put the screws in,
right?
Yeah,
you didn't. You put the little, you know, the little metal thing. This
yeah.
is very niche.
Oh yeah.
The little metal things that you're supposed to put in, and then you're supposed
twist
to get screwed
it.
Up and
twist
them.
It. If yeah. you don't twist it,
and
it's
they
gonna
just
fall apart.
Put them the fuck in, and then the whole thing is loose, and they're like, "This is a piece of shit." And I go under the table, and
no.
I'm like, no,
you're a piece of shit.
Correction, you're a piece of
I
shit.
I wish I worked at IKEA and be like, oh, I know the problem here. You're a piece of shit. Thank you.
I don't think you'd work at that.
No,
I'd like to return this. What was wrong with it? Oh, it just was, it wouldn't go together right. No, you aren't put together right.
You aren't put together
Your
right.
Your brain doesn't work right. You're a piece of shit.
Oh,
we would get fired instantly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know. But I think that's why, because I've had multiple experiences where people have been like, this furniture sucks, and then you like look at it and it's just not put
yeah.
together. The wooden bar is like going across diagonally instead of straight across, and
yeah.
like the things aren't twisted, and you're like, you put it together right, it's actually pretty good.
It's not bad. I got some curtains from IKEA.
Oh yeah? I mean, so those are
those
yeah,
aren't bad.
Put those together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever have curtains?
Yeah.
I actually bought okay.
I got some curtains.
So, yeah. so
little, I got
curtains
some,
make the room look way
help
better.
So much.
I didn't realize that. My
yes.
my living room looks so much better with curtains now.
Yeah, I got some curtains. I also still have blinds because
yeah.
you know, you gotta have some blinds.
I got some blinds, yeah.
I got some little
those cheap ass little blinds my cats like to nibble at and break because
yeah.
they see a bird outside.
Yeah. I got those little cat pillows. Have you seen that?
No.
Like last year, they this is some IKEA gossip. They had
ooh IKEA alert IKEA gossip.
IKEA gossip.
Ooh. They had a new. It's not really gossip. They just had a new print. They had a new print.
We
and it was like a
up.
Cat print, and it was real cool. And they made pillows out of them. Instead of me just buying the fabric to make the pillows,
mm-hmm.
I was like, they already have the pillows
oh, that's
made.
Perfect.
So I have these like black cat pillows
cat
that
pillows.
Are really cool from
that's
IKEA.
That's fun.
They're nice.
So. Little tip, if you want to take photos, if you like to be a photo person.
Okay.
So I was doing headshots before I worked at SourceFed because I was poor.
Oh, yeah.
Very poor. but I had a camera.
Okay.
I could have sold the camera for money, but instead, I
tried
did
to, yeah. It's like selling the cow when you could
yep.
try to sell the
exactly.
milk.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm. It's like selling the cow when you could sell the eggs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went to IKEA. I was trying to figure out a way to do, because we had a bunch of spaces outside. We had like brick and the back of a shed outside that we could take photos at. I'm outside of the apartment, and like there are a couple areas outside that were good, but I wanted a controlled space inside where I could do like photos on a white backdrop, which like if you guys have seen the like headshot picture that I have,
yes,
yeah,
that against that white backdrop, like that was it, and also the goblin one from Hannah's thing,
yes,
that has that white backdrop. Okay, so basically what that is that's from IKEA. So I had a couple of soft boxes I got for super cheap off eBay, which we've had in the office,
yeah,
and then I bought blinds. They're like curtain. They're like a blinds thing from IKEA. I think it was the longest one they had. They had
mm-hmm.
a bunch of different options. Like, they had ones that were like just like a foot long, and then they had
right.
I think they had one that was like 4 or 5 feet. And so I bought that one. I think it was like $30-something. It wasn't
yeah.
very much. Might have been a little more than that, but I don't remember. It was either 30 or 60. Because I don't know. But anyway, then I mounted it up in one of the rooms, and I could just pull. It was like one of the. It was basically a single, roll that had that you pulled down, and it became a screen.
It's one of those.
You know what I'm
okay,
talking about?
Yeah.
But it was pure white.
That's great.
And so I could just pull that down, and it would stay where it was. And then you just light it, and then you have a perfect background. And then if it's not wide enough for the shot, you can still take the photo, and then you just have to crop it in post.
Right.
You just crop it in a little bit.
Bada boom.
Bada boom. And that's your
damn,
white backdrop.
That's a good idea.
So if you're looking for a white backdrop for anything you're doing, even for like YouTube videos or whatever you want to make, if you just want like a white background,
go
so
to
like SourceFed.
Just be lucky enough to live near an IKEA.
Okay, well there's a Target. So you could
make
it work.
Maybe they
the
have
Target.
A Target. I mean, you can order them online too.
That's true.
You can get them sent to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like super cheap. It's way cheaper. Because I was looking at originally I was like, okay, I need something that is inexpensive because I'm poor as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I need something that is that I can mount up on my wall, but is not going to be like too crazy to mount. Like I didn't want to do like what we have up here,
yeah. Oh, yeah, no, where
it's
ridiculous.
Like yeah, where it's like a grid and all sorts of shit. So I needed something that was like quick and dirty, but allowed me to also. I wanted to be able to pull it up,
yeah,
so that I could have a normal room and then pull it down when we were shooting. And so I looked at like projector screens.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? How they're like white.
Yeah.
But the problem with those is that they reflect light.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'm because like, that the whole... sounds like a... As soon as you said it, I was like, that sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, I was looking for that kind of thing, though, where right. it retracted into the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was imagining the old screens at like, a school, right? Where
yeah.
you would pull it down. It's just a big white screen, and you pull it down. And I didn't want to do butcher paper because it seemed like it'd be too flimsy and it'd mm-hmm. break and
yeah.
it'd get dirty and... Whatever, and I'd figure out a way to mount it. I didn't yeah. want to have to figure out a way to mount it. I wanted just to mount. So
yeah, and the old projector things, those are surprisingly expensive.
They're
too.
So expensive. It was like a couple $100.
Too much.
Too much.
You gotta kill
too much for me. It's the only way to make that much money. So I settled on that, and it worked beautifully. It was awesome. So if you're looking for a cheap way to do that. It's a way to do it.
There you go.
Yeah, little pro tip.
Or just work at a studio and then borrow the.
Yeah,
space
but that requires a little more. That requires a little more
work.
That's
what I always did.
Yeah, if you work at a studio, you're lucky. But I was working at home.
Yes.
For very little money. You have 24 hours left to use your legs before you get leg paralysis for the rest of your life.
Oh, no.
What will you do
no.
during these 24 hours, Martin asks.
Run.
Okay, wait. It's just your legs?
Yeah.
Like.
Pretty okay. sure that's what he said. Let me check. Use your legs before you get leg
Why
paralysis.
Are you thinking about
I'm thinking
intimate
like,
moments?
Yes, of yeah. course I am. But like also, usually when you have leg paralysis, it's like your lower half. It's not just your legs.
Yeah, right. it's your.
If it's just your legs, it's a different story. And I have different
no,
things
I think
I
it's
would
lower.
Do.
I think it's probably lower body. I would assume it's.
Well,
lower
then,
body.
Yeah, I would have yeah, some intimate moments.
Yeah,
before.
Lower body. I would just be like, just message any of my old hookups and be like, look, this is what's going on. I don't know what's going on in your life, but yeah. hey, hi.
Please, I'm about to lose the lower
day.
Half of my body.
I got a day.
Let's see. So that's going to take up probably...
I dance.
You can dance with your upper body.
Yeah, but it's not as fun.
Soccer.
Yeah. I play some soccer.
I kick somebody in the face.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, I guess you're going to go to prison. It's not going to matter.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
No, that's no, I wouldn't do
you
that.
You wouldn't go to
you
prison.
You know, I accidentally did do that. We were doing this, like, fighting combo.
Wait, you accidentally kick somebody in the face.
Well,
Hold on. Back up. You were doing a fighting combo? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Tell
guys,
me what this
I don't,
means.
I can't. Words don't process well in my brain. No, we were in this fighting workshop in theater in college.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
That's the editor.
Okay.
And we were going over this, like, exercise, and they would, like, grab my arm, and then I would break out with my foot, but I accidentally kicked this person right in the face in the ground, and I felt terrible about it. And that's the end of the story.
So you had like a Blade Runner moment with like Harrison Ford and what's his name?
I haven't seen any of the movies yet.
Oh,
but
well,
yes.
There's a picture of that. What's his name? What's the
Harrison
hot guy?
Ford and Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. Harrison Ford accidentally really
it's
punches
crazy.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, it really punches him.
And there's a picture of the right afterward because like it's right here and Harrison Ford's face is just like. Oh god! Like oh god! I fucked up, and you see Ryan Gosling just like in like his face is just smushed. He's like oh, because he got really punched in the face.
Damn!
Yeah.
What a good story.
So they shared like whiskey or something.
Google that picture. It exists. It's a real funny.
Why don't you Bing it?
They're still friends.
Yeah. Why don't you Bing it?
Bing it.
It's not an ad for Bing.
No, it's not.
But why?
But you could Bing it because you can.
You can. Why not? Yahoo it. Do they still search engine?
Ask Jeeves it.
What else? What
Remember
else?
Ask
got?
Jeeves?
Yes.
I don't think they exist.
What about
anymore?
That one with the dog?
Web crawler?
What's the one with the dog? Go get it, boy.
I don't remember.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Go get it, Jack.
So
Rover.
So
oh,
I
damn it.
When I was in did I tell the story about playing flag football in PE and I annihilated somebody on accident?
No.
Okay. Fuck. So I was playing we were playing flag football and in PE and I was a soccer player, so I wasn't a very good football player, except for being a running back.
Okay.
I could be a running back because I could run. And so I was playing that on offense, and so we had scored, and we were up by, like, you know, whatever. And so there was a guy who was a football player But like really an asshole, like just an asshole guy who was, he was like a school bully. Like he was just the worst. And so he was playing on the other team and they were losing. So he was angry. He was mad. And so I was playing defense at that point and he got the ball somehow on the other side and started running down the field and was just like super far down the field, just was going to score. And he was an asshole, and I didn't want him to score. So I went running after him.
Justice.
As fast as I possibly could. Just, like, full dead sprint. There was no way I was going to catch him, but I was like, I'm just going to chase him because if I don't, I'm going to regret it for the rest of my life.
The
rest of your life.
Yeah.
This is me in, like, you know, whatever, ninth grade. I'm going to regret this for the rest of my life. So I went sprinting after him just as fast as possible down the field. And he must have slowed down, or he must have been slow, because I caught him. And I was behind him, and I was about to go pull his flag before he got to the end zone. And I reached down to grab it, and he decides to be his normal asshole self and do a front flip.
What a dick.
Into the end zone, because he didn't know I was there. So he decides to do that. His legs come up as my hand goes forward.
Oh, no.
His legs go up into my chest as I lean forward.
No!
His face goes into the ground. I grab his flag, and he starts skidding on his face just along the grass all the way into the end zone. And he got up, and his whole face was just, like, bloody. Because he had landed right on his nose, so he had a bloody nose, and then he got up and did this, and so he just had blood everywhere. And this is like a huge football player.
Okay, wait, so what's the aftermath? I need to know what
So he didn't score.
Okay.
First of all.
Yeah.
So that's all that really matters.
Yeah, but what did the teachers do? I need to
know.
So
he went skidding into the thing, and he was like, fuck, because he's bleeding and his nose hurt, and he, like, I don't know if he broke his nose or what happened, but he just, like, held his face and went to the, they were like, go to the nurse immediately.
He was never the same again.
Okay. I never saw him again. No, and the only aftermath was that he came back, like, a day later, and he had a thing on his
Did he talk to you afterwards?
No, he didn't talk to me in general. We didn't.
Mm. So he took it as he fucked up. Sort of.
I don't know. I never talked to him about it.
I want that. That's what I'm like. I want to know what did he
fuck up?
Yeah.
Do you feel the consequences of your actions? Do you blame somebody else? Like what's going on?
We never had a debrief. But
no debrief.
Let's talk about what just happened here.
Yeah, we never did.
Let's break it down.
But nonetheless, it was a moment where I didn't mean to hurt somebody, and I hurt them. I mean, for high school standards, pretty badly. They were like, "What happened?" And I was like, "He tried to do a front flip." And
like, well, that's his own damn fault.
He's an asshole. Yeah.
And then you're like, "I got the flag though."
Yeah. He didn't score, and all of like, I mean, and he was well known for being kind of a dick, and so all the teachers were like, oh, "Okay, yeah, that makes sense." Okay. So if it had been just somebody who wouldn't have ever done a flip, I also
like the idea of the teachers being like, "Haha, that little shit."
Yeah, yeah. I know. Think they about it that. Now that you know that, like,
teachers are normal people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it totally was that. They were totally like, "Yeah, he that was sort of deserved." Not that anybody deserves to be in pain, but some people deserve to be in pain. Just a little bit, not like a lot. I'm not saying waterboard the dude.
No,
I'm just
saying,
it's okay. He just got a scratch on his nose. It's okay.
It like pushed his nose into his face. It was pretty crazy.
He didn't die.
Not that we know of.
Sure.
I mean, not yet. Actually, he might have. Not after that, but like in general. But I don't know.
I was joking.
This is getting dark.
I got real dark. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go to the next segment. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What's a career hobby that you really like, but will probably never be a big part of your life?
A what?
A career or hobby that you really like, but is not something that you'll actually like pursue as being a big part of your life.
I really want
too many things.
I really want to get into music.
Yeah, me too.
Like I'm talking.
Luis and I keep talking about trying to start this dumb band, and it never happens. We're never.
Every time
do
I
it.
See a band play, it's magic. Like it's amazing what they play. And when I was a kid, I thought people were just strumming, you know, and just magically making beautiful music. And then as I grew up, I was like, no, they're just like chords and specific things that just
you can learn.
You make it together. It's not just people diddly-daddling on the guitar.
Right.
Like, there's actual chords. So I have a piano and a guitar. I'm probably going to try the piano. I don't know. I want to bring it to the studio.
I think that's a little more versatile.
The piano, right?
Yeah.
And I could, like, use it for other
stuff, too. So I guess the downside of the piano, right, is that you can't really bring it somewhere and perform it.
You can't jam
easily.
Out.
But it also is way more versatile because if you know how to play the piano, you can play the piano and use MIDI and make it sound like any instrument.
Right. And you can show up somewhere and it'd be like, oh, you play the piano? That you're fancy.
Yeah.
But if you bring a guitar, it's, you know, to the campfire, like, oh, well, okay, yeah.
Well, and I think that there's, like, go ahead.
Also, I think with guitar sometimes it's just like with slow songs you get that melody playing and you're playing the same four chords. And for some reason, I don't like that. Like, I like variety
and
variation, changing it up. Maybe that's why I don't particularly like slow songs all that much. And just because it's like, oh, he's just changing. And drums seem fun, but I also see drums going in the same, like, rhythm.
They literally keep
the same. Like, they have a good beginning and a good end. But then when you're in the middle, it's just kind of the same. So I feel like maybe piano.
Yeah. Well, so one of the things that I had to grapple with is that, like, I was never going to, because when you approach something as a kid, you're like, oh, I want to be at least me. I was like, oh, I want to be the best at this.
Yeah.
Mm. And I had already it was like, you know, when I got a keyboard, it was probably like eighth grade or something. Uh-huh. And I just had a realization that I was never going to be the best at it because there are people that started way earlier than I did. Yeah. And there are people that dedicated way more time to it. So I just stopped. And now, but now as an adult, I've come to realize, like, you don't have to be the best. Why? You don't have to be the best at it. You just have to be able to play for fun.
And sometimes.
So I would totally learn if I had time.
Sometimes when I'm having a hard day, like, I'll just get on the piano
and
just play out my feelings,
if that makes
any sense. And, like, you can, like, I have some basic idea of what sounds good. So I'll just kind of, like, linger on a couple notes or go real quick and bounce back and forth. And it makes, and it's like, it's a very cathartic experience.
Yeah.
You know? I'd like to have a better grasp.
Yeah, totally.
On that.
I have a guitar and a ukulele that are definitely sitting around being decoration. Even though what I really wanted to learn was bass, but everyone was just like, learn guitar if you're going to do that.
Yeah, because you can do bass easily.
Yeah, and then I go, okay. And then I haven't learned anything.
That's because we could take a break from work and just jump on
and have a little jam session. Even though we'd be horrible.
But. That's how we start, because it's hard for me to do it before I come to work or after I come to work.
Yeah, me too. It's
and
so hard.
But if I bring it here, then maybe as I get up, because you kind of need to step up.
Yeah, you need to take a couple minutes sometimes. So otherwise, you'd go crazy.
Yeah.
Also, animation. I just don't have the time to do it. Like, I have too many things also that I have to work on, and animation, it's so tedious.
Yeah.
Even though I would love to do it, it's just, that has to become your whole life.
I know it is it because it takes so long. Mm-hmm. Sort of like 3D stuff. Like, I would love to be able to do 3D stuff, but on the computer.
Yeah,
Like 3D modeling and animation and stuff. But there's just I'm not a talented enough artist drawing wise. Like, I haven't trained for that. So, like, I can draw a little bit if I need to, but as far as being good enough to be able to make things that people go, oh, wow, that's really great. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I just don't have the artistic skill to be able to do that.
It just takes practice. And
but that's what I mean. It's like, I don't have the time to learn it either, but I would like to be able to do it. I mean, I'd like to be able to make things in 3D, especially the way that the industry is going right now. And that, like, you could create a whole, like, I could, if I was really good at it, I could make a short film by myself. Just making all the pieces in the animation.
Years.
And yeah, but I could do it then I could create like a what's that called? Not a prototype, but I could create a snippet of like something bigger. And so you could pitch this kind of CG. That's what happened with a lot of the bigger indie CG films.
Right.
Is that they
do a scene.
They would do a scene. And so I could do that and then tell the story I want to tell or introduce the world I want to introduce and then be able to possibly sell that.
It's the same thing with cartoons. I have ideas for cartoons that I want to make and I'm like, oh, it'd be so much better if I could just make little 5-minute piece of it and then go, this is the show.
Yep.
More money here? Make it? Dreams?
I have an animator friend. Maybe we should, if you can draw it, maybe he can animate it.
Well,
that'd be cool. But even then, it just takes forever.
He can add like the limbs.
Also, I have to pay them.
Yeah, but he
might
do it for
free. I don't have the money to do it.
He might do it for free.
No, that's not right.
I know, but he wants to. He's like, I have no creativity. I have no ideas, but I want to animate.
Interesting.
Interesting.
And so he, like, that's like his form of, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
It's cool, too, because when I went to, when we were at the con, there were so many people that I ran into that were like animators or were people that wanted to work on shit. And it's interesting because I used to be on the other side of the table talking to the people at the booths of like, hey, I want to make stuff. I want to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that same like passion for it. And it's really interesting because they're like, how do I get to be like, how do I get to do it, make a comic and like do it, like have a table? And like, you just got to do it.
Yeah.
Like it literally was just, we just did it.
Yeah, no, you, I was like, you did it. I was like, I'll draw the things.
Well, yeah, for Ruby. When I was trying to do Roots, though, it was just me and I hired an artist and I was just going to go and do it. And then we started building more things to be at it because it was like, if you just have one comic at a booth, that can be kind of boring.
Yeah.
So then we started making other shit.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah.
Because I was able to actually be like, oh, look, I'm sitting in a booth.
Yeah.
Oh, so cool. This is highly stressful.
I know. Those days were so tiring.
Mm-hmm.
Just like exhausted afterwards.
But it was good.
Yeah, it was good. It was
I'd
good.
I'd do it again. I'd go.
Oh, yeah. Another one. Absolutely. Okay, what is the most memorable job interview you've... Oh, hold on. Hold on. Before we do that... It's time for HelloFresh. Hello.
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 HelloFresh.
This time.
Do you have a friend named Fresh?
Well, why don't you go say hello to him, you bastard?
Go say hello to your friend Fresh. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers your favorite step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy.
It's tasty.
It's
just
real good.
Cook, eat, and enjoy?
Just cook, eat, and enjoy. We got a bunch of stuff to say here because they just announced their holiday plans. And so they're like, hey, could you talk about your holiday stuff? And we were like, of course, because Thanksgiving is coming. And
Thanksgiving.
I don't
That's
know
the
what
main holiday to think about right now.
God, we have to make so much food for Thanksgiving. Are you guys doing Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm trying to figure out the Friendsgiving situation and if the people who normally I go to for Friendsgiving, if they're still doing it or not. Because everything
get Hello
changes
Fresh?
Every year.
Yeah, just order HelloFresh and then you could just make that stuff there.
That'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be really good. Choose your delivery day.
I'm generally sitting here like, huh.
Yeah, that actually is not. It's actually a good idea. Choose your delivery day for when it works best for your busy schedule. Pause your account for weeks at a time when you're out of town. All the ingredients come pre-measured and handy labeled meal kits so you know which ingredients go with which recipe, which is really nice. And it's delivered right to your door in a recyclable, insulated packaging. HelloFresh offers a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly, which is awesome because it means you're never going to be never going to get bored of the stuff that that you have. There's three plans to choose from. So they have the classic one, they have the veggie one, and they have the family one, which is cool because if you have a family and you need more food, you can get that. Classic has a variety of meat, fish, and seasonal produce. Veggie, it's like vegetarian recipes with plant-based proteins.
In my head, I was like, you get a lot of cheese.
Grains and seasonal produce, yeah. And then family has quick and easy meals with all the yum-worthy flavor the whole family will love. That's the actual
yum-worthy.
Yum-worthy. That's an amazing word, and I'm using it from now on. Hey,
excuse
you guys.
I'm at Whole Foods. Do you have any yum-worthy food? Nope.
But
gotta go to HelloFresh for that.
And then you won't spend all night in the kitchen because recipes only take around 30 minutes to make, which is awesome.
Honestly, is one of the best parts.
It's amazing.
Coming home to be able to go like, oh, okay, I'm gonna have this whole thing in half an hour.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh.
I know.
That's
it's
a TV
nice
show.
Yeah, because normally, like you have to prep for a long time and you have
it's already pre-prepped.
Yeah. So it's pretty awesome. Okay, so they have holiday stuff right now. So they have like things like thyme gravy chicken with roasted carrots.
Oh, perfect for Thanksgiving.
And how do you pronounce this?
What's that say?
What do you think that is? If you had to pronounce that.
Oh, geez.
So it's, see, just read that bottom one for me.
Hold on. Let me unhook this. Okay.
It's going
to be. Thyme gravy chicken with roasted carrots and Casillo at Pepe Potatoes. I don't know if that's right.
Casillo y Pepe Potatoes.
Casillo y Pepe Potatoes.
I don't know what that is, but it's really good.
So I want. I don't know how to pronounce it, but that's what I just had. I just had that on a pizza.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really good.
So it's Italian.
I think so.
Casillo at Pepe.
Yeah,
pepperoni.
They have figgy pork tenderloin.
Wait,
with
no, it does not say figgy.
Figgy pork.
That's very UK.
Figgy,
dude.
Yeah.
Bring me some figgy pudding. Oh, yeah. Figgy pork though.
Figgy.
Figgy pork, tenderloin with green beans and rosemary
like
potatoes.
It's like the fruit, I assume.
But what
right?
what makes it ghee? Like what adds
yeah,
a little
like
ghee?
What, like
it's like peppery.
Oh yeah, okay, that makes sense.
It has a little bit of a figgy taste.
Yeah.
You ever had figs?
Like it works as an adverb.
Right.
Like
no,
savory.
Adjective.
No, an adjective.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
Like savory.
It could be an adverb though. Like that's a very
figgy
dance you're doing there. Is that an adverb? Did I use that right?
I think. Yeah, because
you're describing a dance.
He's a spicy runner. No? Wait. No, that's still an adjective.
Yeah. What is it? Hey, tweet at us. Let's know what an adverb is.
Because he's spicily running.
Spicily
he's
running.
He's figgily running. Okay, we're getting off course.
Choose your delivery date. Keep up with your busy busy holiday time schedule. I was just squishing the two together. And it can help you stay afloat during the busy holiday season.
Now, you don't want to sink in the holiday season. You want to stay afloat.
Have you ever sunk during the holiday season?
Many times. I was in a coma for a week.
HelloFresh brought me back. Just kidding. HelloFresh cannot bring you back from a coma, just to be clear.
No, no.
They can't say they can or cannot.
Right. we cannot legally say that they can or cannot. For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter WSL30. Mm. It's 30, but the numbers 3 and 0 don't type out 30 in letters, which if you type out
numerically,
30,
you should put.
Numerically.
I want to know who typed
WSL
out the word 30.
30. That made that rule happen?
Yes.
Oh, there's plenty of people. But yeah, if you're going to do it, WSL, and then number 3, and then the number 0.
Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so. If you order it, I want to see what you guys cook.
Yeah. Send it to us
pictures.
Because then we can be just. Actually, you could put it in
the Slack.
The Slack salivation. If you're not part of the Slack,
join
what
the
are you
goddamn
doing with your life?
Slack. You know what? We had this conversation on Slack, the messaging app for the. I'm stuck on a cord. The messaging app for the podcast. Now, usually I'd say join the Slack, but I'm calling out the people who already joined the Slack.
Ooh.
I'm telling you to come back to the Slack.
Sometimes I at everyone just to see what happens.
That's good.
Yeah.
Then
you get the random message like, I was summoned. What happened?
Yeah. I've summoned you.
Yeah, there are still people who are there.
I have to admit
back.
I haven't gone on the Slack.
Okay. I'm on the Slack right now. I don't talk a lot, but I read.
There's some lurkers.
I'm a lurker, so yeah. I don't talk a whole bunch. Every once in a while, I'll put something.
Anything you're interested in.
But I
sports, TV, food, alcohol. We got a community right there talking about it.
I just did
books
on the weekend.
Books.
If it's the weekend, I don't pop in.
Oh, no, it's slow on the weekend. Also, big news in the Slack.
Yeah.
There's a big New York meetup happening this weekend.
This
really?
Weekend?
Yeah.
I wish we could go.
I know, me too.
Ugh. It makes me sad.
We have a big New
this
York.
This weekend? I was like, can we?
Wait, what's happening?
No.
No.
No. No, we can't. We can't fly to New York. We don't have any money.
We don't
have any money yet. Maybe one day because
so
of HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
But yeah, go to the meetup if you're in New York.
If you're in New York,
go
all
to
right.
the meetup. Okay, what I was going to say before we broke for our beautiful sponsor, HelloFresh, is what is the most memorable job interview you've ever had? Also, what is the best interview question you've ever been asked?
All my interviews are boring.
Really?
Yeah, there was nothing exciting. It's just you show up, you talk to people, and they go like, all right, I'll let you know. And then you find out or not. Like, it wasn't anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have. Let me think.
even the SourceFed interview was pretty chill because I knew Danny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that
so
helps.
Interviewing with her, she was kind of had to go like, all right, now, like, she had to turn off friend mode and go, now I'm interviewing you. And I was
right,
like, okay.
Right, right.
and it was fine. And then afterward, we're like, all right, cool. I'll see you at the party in a couple days or whatever. But the actual interview was very straightforward. Like, this is the duties. Can you handle that? You know, stuff like that.
So the echo has gotten much worse over the course of... Hold on 1 second. Okay, maybe... Nope, that didn't help.
Oh, no.
Oh.
It's real bad. This is going to be a bitch to
sync. Well, no, it'll be fine because...
In the recording, it doesn't sound echoey.
Right.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's just us.
It's just us.
I don't have one. Can I say pass?
Yeah, you could say pass. You've never had one. What's the weirdest question you've been asked about... About your work then? Like, has anybody asked you weird questions?
About my job?
Yeah.
It's hard to explain this job.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sorry. To the audience at home, this echo is becoming kind of an issue.
It is.
It's like that one game that SourceFed used to play. Jibber Jabber?
Yes. The speech jammer.
Speech jammer.
Okay, so what we can do is we could pause it. It's going to cause a problem with the video.
I say we just keep going until we go mad.
So here's the thing. If we sound really strange, like if we are talking slower or we're slurring our words... Or if there's any problems, it's not our fault.
We're going to go with it. I can definitely feel myself talking a little bit slower.
Which, here, the thing about that is, for me, it's probably an advantage.
I mean, we could just not have the headphones on. Ooh,
we could.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Oh, man.
Wait.
That's a whole changed experience.
Look at that now. We're having normal conversations.
Oh, man.
But it's, you can't tell if you're...
The whole world is different when
mic.
You have your headphones
yeah,
off.
Yeah, that's true. We got to just stay next to the mic.
Okay. What's the next
question?
Are
you trying it?
I'm going
to
do it.
I have to answer it. The most memorable job interview I've ever had. So the one at SourceFed was just pretty normal. I had one at a place where the other guy's name, who was going to be my manager, and this isn't like memorable for any specific reason except just that it's one that I remember because it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Not weird, but just like interesting. So his name was also Spencer. So Spencer was interviewing Spencer.
Spencer with a C?
Spencer with a C was interviewing me, and this is before SourceFed.
Yeah.
It was an office assistant, like a front desk role, like mm-hmm. like you had at SourceFed when you first started, because I just needed anything, and it was at an agency. It was like at a ad agency.
Oh, I see.
And I was like, I just need something, and then I can find something else if it doesn't work out. But like, I just need a job. Then they called me. So I got called the interview. I got a callback for the callback. What's that called?
A follow up. Follow-up interview.
I got a follow-up interview where I met more of the people. And then I didn't hear from them for like a week. And so I emailed them. And they were like, oh, yeah, you didn't get the job. And I was like, okay, interesting. Because I was like, I'm qualified for this position. I'm overqualified for this position. Like, I should be able to get this position. I don't understand why I didn't get it. So I emailed Spencer. And I was like, hey, just want to check in. Because like, I wanted to see... I wanted to see why I didn't get it. And he was like, now that you're not a candidate, I can tell you this, like, you would have been bored out of your mind at this job. And I'm looking to leave. Like, I'm looking to leave. And
he was looking out for you.
And he was like, I can tell, because we had the same name, but we also had very similar, like, tendencies and, like, creative, because we were talking before the interview.
Right.
And we were just very similar. And he was like, yeah, you don't want that job. He was like, you don't want to work there. You would be bored out of your mind. I'm looking to leave. Like, just, I'm saving you.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, that was, it's always memorable because it was like, somebody told me, yeah, you don't want this job.
Don't do this.
They'd be like, no, escape.
No. Yeah, we need somebody who just wants to sit in an office all day and file papers and make sure that shit is going, like, things are happening and that things, like, the fridge is stocked and all that kind of stuff. And he was like, you wouldn't like it. You would be miserable and you'd want to die every day. So that was a nice save on his part, but it was memorable because it was weird, you know?
Beautiful.
I don't remember what the most interesting I got asked weird questions because I interviewed a lot of places.
I had one where it was like, if you were a superhero, what power would you want? Or what animal do you want to be?
What do you guys say when they ask you, what your weakness is. Because a lot of places ask
you that. You always,
and the go-to is that I'm a workaholic.
Yeah, yeah, that's
but,
what you say.
But they see right through that now because it's been, like, that's such a, like, standard answer. So you guys have any clever, things you say? Any clever, like, weaknesses?
I don't even remember. It's like...
I think right now I would say that my weakness is that I don't like being restless. I like staying busy.
Yeah, because you have
to
turn...
So if I'm not busy, I get a little... I'll say I'll get a little stressed out. So that means give me work to do.
Yeah.
And you have to make the weakness a good thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Be like, oh, I like keeping busy. I like doing things.
Yeah. I don't know what... I mean, because I am a workaholic.
Yeah.
So I'm not lying when I say that. So that's why I think I would
figure
say
that,
that
out. If you showed up with your hair like that and you're just like,
I'm ready
to something
do things.
To do. Like, I think it'd be fine.
Give me work. Yeah. But yeah, they always ask like those kinds of questions. And the questions that they ask you about like what, I always ask them what their favorite part about the position that they're in is.
Oh, you ask questions?
Is.
I never ask questions.
Yeah, they ask if you want to ask questions. I always ask them like a significant amount of questions if they let me. Like, I'll ask them what their least favorite part about the company is. I'll ask them, you know, what part about their job is the most fulfilling and what part of the job that I'm going into seems like it'll be the most challenging.
Those are good. I was like, I never ask. I just jump right in. I'm like,
it
out.
Not only does it make it seem like I'm interested in the position, which I might be, but it and like actually knowing about the position, but it also tells me if I want the position.
Yeah.
You know, which is really important too. If like, because after I had that interview, I was like, shit, because I applied to a ton of places.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just need to find a position. And I still kind of felt that way because I needed money. Mm. But after that, I was like, he's right. Like, if I find a job that I take a job that I hate,
yeah,
it's going to be awful. I'm going to be miserable. So, so that was interesting. And so I usually try and ask, or I used to try and ask those so that I would be able to, once I went to like the other interviews I did, so that I would have more information about the position, because sometimes they're pretty hush-hush about it.
Yeah.
You know, depending on the company. But especially if it's like a bigger company, they just tell you like kind of roughly what you're going to be doing. Until you get that second interview.
I would love the answer of just like, oh, so what are my duties? And they're just like, you know what? I don't really know.
We're not really sure.
We know we need somebody.
Yeah.
And we need these things done.
Yeah.
But we haven't had that position before, so
see
when
how there's
goes.
A company that's expanding, it's interesting because like we're expanding right now. Mm-hmm. And so there are roles that we are taking, that we are bringing on, that like we had somebody come and interview for a role this week, last week?
Yesterday?
Was that yesterday?
No, it was
2 days ago. Oh, had to be Jesus. 2 days ago. But we had somebody come in and they're like, you know, and they're interviewing. Basically, there are two different sides of the production like setup that we have. Mm-hmm. And so they're interviewing for the other position that would be parallel with what we are doing.
Yeah.
And so
I'm trying to simplify it. I'm like, they're interviewing for another click
in
the company.
Yeah. Like, we handle the science-y stuff. They handle, like, the TLC lifestyle stuff.
Yeah.
And so we don't have to handle the TLC lifestyle stuff. Not that I would mind doing that, but...
You need more people.
Not only that, but, like, it's not what I'm necessarily good at. So why would they put me on something that I'm not necessarily the best at? But it's interesting because they were like, okay, well, you know, here's kind of the position, and all the stuff you've been doing for the past 6 months... is not really the position that they will be working in.
Right.
So it kind of is, but like for the most part, we've been doing sort of a smattering of everything because it's a startup. I mean, for all intents and purposes, it's a startup. And we're expanding. And so they were like, what's the position do? And we're like, well, kind of does everything right now.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of have to be able to do everything. But
which is so stressful.
Daunting.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but it's fine. I like it. I like being able to do a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Like, I for everything I loved
like yesterday,
about...
your job was fixing the printer.
Yeah. That was one of my primary positions, was fixing the printer.
It almost
and guess
got
what?
Rebroken today.
We did it. I know. We don't talk about that. But yeah, I mean, it for everything I loved about SourceFed, one of the things that was really hard was that we were doing the exact same thing every single day. Which is good because you know what you're going to have to do and you know that you have the skills to be able to tackle it that day. And the fact that the people who were doing the videos were insane, mm-hmm. in the best way.
Yeah.
So they would always come in with something that you didn't expect or that was nuts. And so that helps to break up the monotony because, you know, Septic would run through the office screaming with no pants on, or Steve would, you know.
Or Steve, whichever.
Or Steve,
Steve.
Yeah,
both
either
the
of the Steves
just kind of did yeah. that.
And Candace would come in dancing. Like it was enough different every day that it wasn't really bad. But one of the only downsides of that job was that I felt like I got footage and I did the same thing every single day.
Oh yeah.
And so with something like this, it's like we're just doing different shows and different things and different styles and different formats every day. So it's pretty exciting. Conrad Tokyo asks, do you guys use any free online video converters for video or audio stuff? This is more of a technical question. But yeah, we have a couple of those.
I was like, I don't have an answer to this question.
We used 4K.
Oh, to download from YouTube.
Yeah. Download from YouTube. So if you're looking to download from YouTube, 4K video downloader is the best. I remember Owen had it installed, and he would just download playlists.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I remember when SourceFed was closing. I think he downloaded the entire channel.
Yeah, he said it overnight.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Really?
Yeah. He said it overnight because we didn't know if it was going to get wiped. We didn't know if the whole channel was going to go away. What was going to happen?
So he said it.
Yeah, he downloaded the entire discography.
That's amazing.
But yeah, you can do that with 4K. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. What's one of the ones? I usually just use
Just
use Media Encoder.
The problem that I find is when you're trying to get videos, everything is now MKV, if you see. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know, but everything's MKV, and it makes it a real pain in the ass for it to be read on another
platform.
What is
MKV? Do we know?
I don't know.
Where did
it
come
originally,
from?
I remember originally being used for anime programming, because I think you're able to layer in like subtitles and different audios into it. But trying to, like, say I want to download a movie and I want to make a super cut of something or I want to adjust it.
Yeah.
MKV files don't work natively into Premiere. So
They're one of the only things.
Yeah,
that
the file
don't
is
work
not
natively.
Supported. And so the only way.
Interesting.
I don't know. I haven't really dug deep into it, but I just kind of converted through VLC.
Didn't Flash used to be MKVs? Like Flash videos?
I thought it was
Flash
FLV.
Flash videos or FL, yeah.
FLV.
Yeah, but like didn't they,
maybe.
Like when you downloaded them off the internet, weren't they MKVs? I don't know, I might be wrong.
I don't remember.
But yeah, so it basically can hold like a bunch of video and audio and subtitle tracks.
I think so, yeah. So
it's like a container.
Yeah. So the only way I can convert it is through VLC, and I'm sure there's other programs. I used to know, because years ago, like Adobe wouldn't be able to read all the different formats, but now it reads everything. MLB,
I know, it's pretty
MP4.
Good. It's pretty good. I'm constantly surprised at what Adobe can handle.
Yeah.
Like, for all the bugs and shit that we run into with Premiere and After Effects sometimes, like, it does a pretty damn good job of reading most things.
Yeah, MKV is just the one bastard.
And do you know Final Cut takes MKV?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't tried.
I remember Final Cut having more difficult.
Yes, it was definitely more. But also, this is back when it was 7.
Yeah.
Final Cut 7. So I don't know about.
Maybe I'll occasionally download like a trailer off of YouTube to put in my vlog to be like, I want to go see this movie.
Yeah.
Right.
Do like 10.
Well, those are typically okay. Those are MP4s.
Oh,
yeah. When you download it off the internet, yeah.
I'm sorry. Just Adobe Media Encoder.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, if you want to convert stuff, and you said also VLC.
VLC, yeah. It doesn't do a great job, but it's there.
Okay, Abangpanoy.
Abangpanoy.
Abangpanoy. It's pronounced Josh, I was told. what word would you create that would have a very specific meaning?
What word I would create? Yeah.
Like a new word that you'd make that has a very specific meaning.
Hmm. I don't know. I don't think
I think I would make one for a word for being distracted by your phone.
Oh.
Like he is this.
He is.
Oh yeah, he wasn't listening. He was.
He was. But Bang Panoi.
He was just joshing around.
He was just joshing.
Just joshing around. But yeah, I think we need a word for that because in today's like modern culture, that's a very common
thing. Isn't that a word? Isn't that like
maybe
when
I don't
someone
know,
is not
be.
Paying attention to you and they're on their phone, you are blank.
Distracted.
But like that's not the right word because distracted could be like, oh, there's a giant monster overtaking Tokyo.
Distracted? Like digital distracted?
Distracted.
Distracted?
That's almost there.
Hold on, I'm gonna look something up.
There might be a word in another country that means that. Like, there's those words that mean certain things in other languages.
Yeah, there's like a German word for when you feel embarrassed for somebody else or something, and you also feel that.
It's a pretty good one.
Oh, I know that word. Yeah. I feel that word.
Like when you watch somebody trip.
Yeah.
And you're like, I feel bad. I don't feel embarrassed, but I know they feel embarrassed. Or like when somebody like when they're like stretching and then they're like just their pants rip.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, oh God.
It's not sympathetic embarrassment.
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 Sympathy and embarrassment. Did you find it? I can't find it.
I thought I've seen it before, but oh well.
I don't think it's a word, and we need to make a word. I will take suggestions. If anybody wants to shoot a suggestion in the Slack on Twitter.
I'm going to vote for distraction.
It just doesn't roll off the tongue. We need something that rolls off the tongue.
What's a word when you're peeling an orange and you get all that citrusy wetness on your fingers?
Oh, like when you're doing something and it's the smell or the taste that remains on your fingers.
Or even like,
it's like residue,
the wetness. You know, when you're peeling the orange and you're just
I'm just
thinking
about a more like widespread thing, so it's not just an orange. It's like when you're doing something with a fruit or a vegetable, and then you smell your fingers afterwards, and it smells like that thing.
I want a proper word for FOMO. I don't want it to be FOMO.
Fear missing out?
Yeah, I want a real word for that.
Yeah, like you could... Well, because FOMO has become what people call it.
But FOMO
but it's
just
an
sounds
acronym.
Awful. I don't like that sound.
FOMO?
Yeah.
Fear a moist FOMO.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's like when people go to the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I missed the moist FOMO.
Yeah.
Maybe I want like a one degree off of FOMO where it's like you feel bummed that you missed out a bunch of stuff, but at the same time you're also like, but I'm kind of glad I didn't go because I'm tired kind of thing where you're like, oh, that would have been nice. But also, you still wouldn't have made the effort to go.
It's so FOMO. It's sort of.
Sort of FOMO, where you're like,
FOMO. Sort of fear of missing out.
Sort of fear of missing out.
It's a so FOMO.
You're like, ah.
Yeah, that's that new word now, is so FOMO.
Or like when you actually had your own great adventure on your own, but yet you still look at your timeline and you're like, oh, but I missed this party. Even though you were having like a good time elsewhere.
Yeah.
And you're like, so it's not fear of missing out because you still like went to a thing you wanted to do, but you're also like, dang, I missed it.
See,
maybe it's the afterwards.
I just don't care. Is that bad?
No.
No, you're
normal. I just don't give a shit. I don't care.
I just constantly go, because I want to be at all the things all the time.
See, I don't want to be at all the things.
So
I want to be at two of the things.
It's less of a fear.
And then I
want to
go home.
It's more like, damn it, I missed it.
Oh, I see.
It's like,
I feel that way when I miss somebody's birthday.
Mm.
I feel really bad.
So, okay, so what about, it's not fear of missing out. It's the, after. It's already happened.
A fear of missing something. It's a regret. It's a regret. So it'd be.
It's a. Anyway, yeah, that's whatever that feeling.
Romo.
Romo?
Romo. Tony Romo.
Regret
Dallas
of
Cowboys.
Missing out. That's a Romo.
But it's regret from missing out.
Mo.
From.
This is hard for me because I can't even think of character names when I'm writing. Like, when I'm writing something, I was like, I don't know what to name this person. Boy.
You just name him. You just name him something, and you come back and do it later. Either that or you have to establish the character fully before you write it. Those are your two options. And that's not true at all. You can do whatever works for you.
I hate picking names
for people. I either pick a name that doesn't mean anything,
yeah,
and I just write because I want to get started, or I develop the whole character out, know their first, middle, and last name, where they went to school, all the shit about them, and then write the story, because then I know what to draw from.
It
depends on what
kind
of story you're telling.
Characters, I just start going on, like, just looking at name meanings and just trying to figure it out, like, how do I fit with the thing?
The writer's area.
I used to, I don't know where it is anymore, but when I graduated college and went to my friends' graduations, I would take the pamphlet of all the graduates, and I would see all the different kinds of names, because in the names, I'd be like, how... Like, that does not sound like a real name, but it is a name.
Right.
And I wanted to use that as a source to pull names from.
Yeah, totally.
To write stuff, because it's just, like, thousands
so
of people.
So many names.
I used to use street names in L.A. for last names.
Yeah.
Every street here sounds like a last name, and it works.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
I just want to pull from...
Are there any names that you... We kind of talked about names last time, but, like, are there any names that you used to really like that, looking back on it, you're like, ooh, I shouldn't have liked that? Like, you're like, oh, I could name my character or my child that. Oh. And now you're like, I would never name somebody that.
No, I like all my weird ass names.
I remember just naming all my characters Skylar. I thought that was the coolest fucking name ever. And it is a cool name, but when you use it like 3 or 4 times.
Skylar.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I remember there was a guy in college who named all of his female characters, every single one in his scripts, Brookie.
Brookie?
Oh.
Every single one was Brookie.
I wonder why.
Or Brecky. One of the
Figgy.
Two.
Figgy.
I had a character named Popcorn. She was real cool.
Popcorn? That's a good name. We came up with a good name. What was the good name? I don't think it's on
here
anymore.
Yeah, did you remember what it was? Because I'm so mad.
I think it was Walrus Boot.
What?
Walrus Boot was great, but it was another one.
It
was when everybody was in the room and we were talking about weird names, and I was talking about how I really like the name Imagine, but spelled with an A.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And then somebody came up with a boy name that also had that
I
same
effect.
I think
I might have written it on the laptop. We can look it up.
Please, because I need that name back into my existence, and I didn't write it down.
This is a blind side for me. I'm terrible with names and words.
I always said if I were to ever have a child and they were a girl, I would name them Imagine, but spelled with an A.
Because
I think that's pretty. And then in that discussion, it was an A, it was another name that did not start with an A, but it was a boy's name and it was like a thing. But that wasn't a thing because Imagine's not really a name. And it was something, and then I could change the letter to an A, and I was like, oh, my God, I got the double A's. Like, this is great. I have the option.
And now it's gone. It's
gone
lost
forever.
The ether.
You know what I don't like is when parents name their kids with the same first
letters.
Molly, Mitch, Megan.
Maggie.
Are you not about that?
No. Your kids are not toys.
Yeah, they are.
You can't just...
They're little smushy little bean
things. You can't. They're not. They're people. Don't make it a game out of their names. Molly, Mitch, Megan, and Maggie.
I have an aunt
These are my
named
kids.
All her kids' S names. So we have Sheldon, Shannon. Yeah.
I don't like
Sidosi.
It.
I'm an only child, so I don't know
what that's like.
Well,
you don't have any friends who had that?
I don't have any friends, so it's
oh.
not.
If you join the Slack, you can get a lot of friends.
I mean, my cat's names are space-themed because I'm Star.
See, that's cool, though.
But I guess that's okay.
That plays with you.
I would kind of do that with my kids, too, but I really like
Astro
the
Boy?
Word Imagine.
Maybe name your son Astro Boy.
My mom and my aunt are flowers.
Astro just sounds... I've heard
like
that
dog.
Too much as a dog's name that I don't think that would be okay.
Hmm.
But I would name, like, Sirius, all that stuff. I'd, like, look up some constellations. It wouldn't be too weird, I think. Because it's all Greek names or Roman names.
Isaac Newton.
What?
No.
Name your child Isaac Newton.
His first name?
Yeah.
Just Isaac Newton Stark.
Not mine.
Oh.
It doesn't apply to me.
Nah.
Too weird?
No, I just would want like, I don't know, like celestial body kind of thing.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about you could do like the, what is that? Okay, I can't think of the name. It's the area. It's the
Orion's Belt.
Yeah,
I'd name a kid Orion.
Orion's pretty cool. It's
Orion's
like Ryan.
A great name. Like it's just like all right, cool.
What was Orion's Belt? Was Orion a person?
Orion, I think, was like a Hercules
god?
Type person.
Mm-hmm. Orion, Orion, right?
Yeah.
I know they're a production company.
Orion. Oh yeah, it is Orion. It's a prominent constellation. It's named after Orion, a hunter in Greek mythology.
Yeah. Mm.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Artemis
that is a cool name.
Some Dianas in there. You got a whole range of names. You got some Vesvese. You got some.
What's that?
Vesvese is a, I believe it is a dwarf planet. But here's the thing. This is also me going into Sailor Moon because a lot of the Sailor Moon characters are named after celestial bodies.
So
it's real easy me to
back,
be like, I'm like, oh, Pata Pata and Vesvese and like Sari. Like there's a lot of doubled up names and you're like, okay.
I mean, it sounds cool when it's in a cartoon. I don't know about having that for your actual name though.
It's
like awesome. If I called you Luis or Lulu.
Lulu.
There's a character named Lulu, but it's a little girl. Lulu,
Lulu, you buy some apples. Lulu, Lulu, you buy some too.
What?
Lulu,
what is happening?
It's Lulu. You don't know that cartoon?
No.
Oh, I thought I'm singing from South Park.
Oh.
Butters used
little,
to sing that song.
There's a little cartoon called Little Lulu. And she sings songs, so I thought you were singing the song.
No,
you're singing the South Park. Okay, now I know. Yeah, but.
Lulu, you buy some apples. Lulu, you buy some.
Butters is a great name.
Butters is a great,
oh my God, that is a good name.
Butters?
Butters.
That's a cute name.
That's a really great name. Okay, well, we should wrap it up. Because we have to get back to work. Sadly. My lunch is over. It's been an hour. Anyway, thanks again to HelloFresh for sponsoring this episode. You can go to, for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, you can visit HelloFresh.com and enter promo code WSL30.
The number's three, and the number zero.
Cool. I'm at Spencer Stark.
Just join the Slack. That's where I'm at. I don't get on social media anymore. I'm not on Facebook, or I've stopped Instagram. I'm not on Twitter. I'm just on Slack and Reddit.
That's okay. We'll join you in the Slack.
I'm
Starlene Hodge, and you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter and all those things. So, yeah. Starlene X on those.
Starline.
Well, yeah. It's pronounced Starlene.
That's true.
I have to repeat this all the time. It's Starline X on Twitter and just Starline on Instagram.
There you go.
And you can find the Slack link on our Twitter.
On Twitter page. Yep, that's it.
And subscribe to our YouTube channel,
please.
Oh, yeah. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Oh, we're doing kisses again.
They wanted it back.
Never.